With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Born in India and educated in England, Andrew Harvey came into Providence in 1983 with his book, A Journey in Ladakh. It was an account of Harvey's pilgrimage to the center of Tibetan Buddhism and his spiritual conversion. Andrew Harvey's latest book is The Web, the story of the friendship of three complex people.
I called it The Web because I feel that life is, in fact, a web. A web of coincidences, a web of events, a web of insights. They are a web, their friendship is a web.
The Web follows an earlier novel, Burning Houses, in which the three friends are introduced.
I love writing about friendship because friendship, unlike passion, takes place in talk and meals and exchange of the soul, really.
The friends are an English writer in his early 30s, a dying transvestite film director, and a handsome woman somewhat below middle age. They set out on separate journeys which reflect their growing spiritual awareness and experience. Homosexuality is a part of the story, but The Web is not a homosexual book.
It's whether you love that's important. It's not so much what you love or what sex you love. I'm not writing homosexual books, I'm writing, in a way, religious books.
But Andrew Harvey believes that the theme of homosexuality is needed.
Homosexuals have been very stupidly written about. It's not just because it's either they've been victims and the tortured victims, or they've been sexual athletes.
Andrew Harvey is working on a third book that will take the three friends in The Web to an ultimate spiritual conclusion in India. Well, not for everyone, Andrew Harvey's books are a particular note to those interested in the Indian spiritual experience. The Web was published by Houghton Mifflin. Today, Andrew Harvey lives in Paris, a city he says is friendly to its exiles.
I find Paris a wonderful place to meditate on things, very cherishing and nourishing of artists.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.